I'm 89 now. I'll be 90 in January.
Were you drafted?
Drafted in 42. I suppose I was in my 20s.
After you were drafted, what happened from there? Where were you sent for boot camp and training?
We went in at Fort Crook, Omaha, and went to Leavenworth, Kansas, and then we went to Cheyenne, Wyoming, Fort Frances E. Warren. Took the train through Kansas, which was interesting.
So where did you go from your training then? Were you deployed overseas?
Basic? No, I went back to Omaha. I went to school a little bit in the motor school. Then we went to Shenango, Pennsylvania, which was a new camp. We was there till we shipped out of Fort Dix.
And where did you ship to?
Well, we was 23 days on the water. We went to Africa. Took a while. We had to zigzag to keep the subs away in a big convoy.
And what did you do in Africa?
Well, mostly moved back and forth in this, kept away from the dust storms. The war was pretty well over in Africa then, but we got air raids, and we kept moving. We rode a train for 2 weeks. It was a 30 by 8, I think. It wasn't. It was the old French Morocco, see. We rode the old train for 2 weeks, went to Algiers, and then we rode it back. When we invaded Sicily, I didn't get there. I made three trips to Tunis to get on the ships, but they kept sinking them, see. So then we finally went back to Algiers, and then we shipped back to Mustagna, and then we hit Italy.
How did that feel, knowing all the ships were being sunk, that you were
Well,
going on it?
we'd go down there and then come back. During the night, they'd sink them, or but some of them went to Sicily. There were some of the ships. They didn't get them all.
What happened once you were in Italy?
Well, we landed in below Naples there, and we just kept going. Went to Milan when the war, and then Italy surrendered. I mean, they surrendered when we landed, before we landed, actually.
They knew you were coming.
But Mussolini was still the boss, see. So we went up from the bottom to the top. When I come home, I come out of Italy, 45. But yeah, the war was over in Italy long before the bulge or anything, see. Some of the boys went up to the coast of France, but we took over the Riviera, the Italian Riviera, like the French Riviera. We lived pretty good. Otherwise, we never slept in a building. We'd always tents, all tents. Two winters in the pup tents, pretty, and sometimes the snow got over the top, but we'd make a four man or a six man if we stayed very long in one place, you know. But most of the time when we was moving, we'd just keep moving.
And what was your mission while you were there? What were you doing?
Well, I was with the 63rd Signal. I got assigned to the 63rd Signal and the forward command post, see, and our job was to kind of keep supplies, like your field telephones and pictures. We had photos we'd run, and I was with the ordnance and motor pool, actually.
Do you talk to a lot of the soldiers that you served with from that time still?
No, not too many. Not too many. There wasn't really nobody from the area here. No, they had a reunion in one time, I think, but well, over in Italy. But I didn't go. I didn't leave nothing there.
So what was it like, the mindset of you and your fellow soldiers while you were there? Were you in any danger or were you scared at all?
Oh yeah, you get scared, but then you can't panic. That's the trouble on most of your heroes. They panicked. Oh yeah, it was kind of what you call mass confusion most of the time, a lot of the time. Well, you know, one guy's supposed to do that, and the other outfit's supposed to do that, and it don't happen. What's going to happen? You know, it's kind of mass confusion, but. And long time, 2 years there, 2 winters in Italy, mud, mostly mud and mountains. Italy's mountains in the middle, and Mountains in the middle.
Now, were you married at the time you went
No.
overseas? How about your parents? Did they worry a lot about you?
My mother did. My dad died in 1929. I was 11 years old,
Oh,
so
I'm sorry.
I had six sisters and two brothers. Yeah, I suppose they did. I suppose they did, yeah.
Did any of your brothers go overseas?
Yeah, my one brother went, and then we at the farm there, we raised two cousins, and my uncle stayed there after my dad died. So actually, there was five of us from that place went to service.
And did they all come back?
Yeah, we all came back. Yeah, there was
What
five stars in the window there.
did you think of the enemies at that time, the Germans, the Japanese?
The Germans was more civil. Japanese was, no, Japanese. I had a good buddy I went to school with, run around with all the time. He enlisted. He went to the Philippines, and he was in the Bataan March, and never did come back. The deal is there. It's your soldiers doing the fighting. The generals, they cause the fights, and the soldiers do the fighting. But the Germans was more civil in certain ways. Of course, at the death, the camps and all that. Yeah, but I would say the Japanese was, they was more. They was, fanatics actually, anytime. But yeah, we had bunch of British alongside of us, and we had Turkish, India troops, the Gurkhas, and Sinhalese from Africa, the big guys with the rings in their nose, and yeah, there was quite a group. India troops, they had it figured out, the Gurkhas. They had their women right with them, did all the cooking and everything for them. See, they were what you call night. They'd move at night mostly, but they had it kind of figured out. Yeah.
Is there one memory that you have that really stands out to you from your 2 years there?
Oh yeah, there's quite a few. At casino, we was up there waiting, and of course they wasn't supposed to take it. I mean, it was supposed to be a Monte Casino, was supposed to be sacred, but the Germans was in it, and we was on a we could see them. They would roll the stones over night, day after day, the bombers, the 17s coming day after day. And then one of them dropped one loose, a little. One of our planes dropped one down there, and a little bit before they were supposed to. And two of the guys with me, they got her, but I was got behind a tree and I got by. But the hole in the pup tent, so it was kind of hairy. They're pretty noisy when they come down.
B-17s.
Yeah, B-17s, 29s come later. See.
What did you think when the atomic bomb was used on Hiroshima? Do you remember where you were at that time?
Yeah, I was over in Milan, Italy. Yeah, well, it would have been, one way, one side or the other, who was going to get killed, because we'd have lost. Them Japanese, they'd have went to the end. See, there was no giving there, and that was it. So it was a decision, I guess, to get her over with. Yeah.
What was it like when you came home?
Well, yeah. People thought a lot of you.
Did you feel it was deserved?
Well, you didn't argue. You did the job, and that was it. When you see old Mussolini hanging by the heels right outside of Milan in the oil station, yeah. The Patriots got him. The Italian Patriots. They were supposed to be with us, but they had her figured out. We was clear up to the end of Italy, Milan, before they got him. They wanted to make sure. They wanted to make sure that they was on the right side when they did get him. Him and Cleo Petracci hanging both on the oil station, hanging by the heels. Yeah, it's of course little fanatics there too, I suppose. Little fanatic people. They get carried away, but. Get carried away, but yeah, it ain't. Then we got into Rivera, we lived like kings. You know, the Mediterranean and the other was sea. They run together right there. That's your resort area. Yeah, nice, nice, nice. And they didn't really bomb that too much. Naples and most of them towns, they wiped them out. Naples was dirty, you know, wiped out, rats. Of course, that's down on the shore further. Caserta was a town that actually the whole town took care of the king's grounds. We camped on the king's grounds when we first got up that way. You know, big statues and the waterworks and people spewing water out of them. And of course, they had big orange groves there, but it was the oranges looked like they was, you know, nice, but we ate some, but they wasn't quite ripe, so we had little problems. I mean, that was some of the humorous stuff, you know. Yeah, some of the humorous stuff, and you got to kind of have that too. The old King's Palace and that, yeah. Where old whatchamacallem hung on the ceiling and painted the ceiling, yeah, that was something to see. Well, I went back an hour and hour back to Rome from up north further. And in your USOs, you know, you go back for rest and recreation. I see a kid from Del Rapids that I kind of knew, a Zweibach, Fritz, and he was with the engineers. So I got over there and I looked him up, and they were right outside of Rome, and he was on guard. It was miserable, kind of a rainy night, which it did all the time in Italy, for near rain. So I walked over, and he said he's down there on guard, see. So I walked down there, and of course, one GI looking at another one in the dark, you grunt, and that's about it, see. And so I said something to him, and yeah, he grunted, and I said it'd be a lot nicer to be back in Del Rapids to an old time dance tonight. And he popped up in, and he got somebody, and then we spent 3 days in Rome. We went all through. We went to the St. Peter's Square, and big crowd there. And Paul, was it? Yeah, he was running then. I think he Pope Pius, and he come out and blessed. Norwegian, just like he did the rest of them. So that was kind of interesting, yeah. And then he was on his way to Japan, down by Panama when the war ended. So then he came home, yeah. He was they was that offer was going to Japan, see, down to Panama. But then he got home. He beat me home a little bit, but I got home pretty quick. You went on points, you know. Overseas and stripes and all that stuff. And yeah, I got out pretty early. October 45, see. Oh, it was an experience, all right. Yeah. But,
Did it change you?
oh, everybody got changed a little, yeah. Yeah, of course, you grew it up a while. I was in the Army 34 months, 28 months overseas, so you was away from home a while.